Howdy, y'all. Sorry in advance for being crass, but we got a little while before I get there. So when I first started in professional wrestling, the first person who ever gave me my first bump, that's what we call it when you fall down, bump, shook my hand and told me that, welcome to the Brotherhood, brother. You're in the business now, and it's not the fighting business, it's the protection business. In professional wrestling, we're in the protection business. We protect each other, we protect the legitimacy of the art form, we protect the audience's suspension of disbelief. That's what we do, we're in the protection business. Every time you go into a locker room, you shake each other's hands as a show of respect, because if something goes wrong, you could die. It's happened way more than it should. We also protect our audience, like I said, their suspension of disbelief. We work so that our art form feels legitimate, feels engaging, so that they never get distracted and go, ugh, fake, phony. That's what we do. But they also protect us as well. A couple of weeks ago, I had a show. That's what we just call them, wrestling shows. Shows are comprised of matches. I had a match on said show, an eight-man tag. I went in, seven other men standing in front of me. We all gather together like idiots and discuss what we're going to do during this match. We know what the finish is. That's how a match ends. And then we all get to have a conversation, more like a bargaining, of what we are going to do to each other, the ways we are going to inflict violence upon each other. That is the conversation that we have. At one point in this conversation, we realize that we're not color-coded, so we all go back to our work bags. That's the bags that comprise all of our shiny costuming, our gear, and we decide to get color-coded, except at one point, half of us who are on one half of the team and then another half of us on the other half of the team have a weird discussion. So we all come back, and half of one team is wearing dark clothing, and half of one team is wearing white clothing, and vice versa, and then we all go, okay, just... you guys wear light, you guys wear dark. So my team ended up wearing dark clothing. The other team ended up wearing light clothing. That's important because what happens next? Bobby Bodyslam is a good friend of mine. He's a young kid. He's a great heel. A heel is what is called a bad guy. That's what we call bad guys. Good guys, baby faces. Bad guys, heels. He's on the opposing team from me. Bobby is great. He's young, he's very dumb, he's wonderful. At one point, we're in the middle of our match, and, you know, I'm just engaged in trying to make this look good because it's being recorded. People film these things. I'm taking bumps, I'm taking lines, I'm doing head scissors takedowns, literally flipping myself up, putting my legs around somebody's head, and then whipping myself over, and then they flip forward, land on their back, jumping, flying, bouncing off of ropes, all of the things that you have been accustomed to knowing about professional wrestling lightly. At one point, I get bipped off of the corner. That bip is basically when somebody bips you off of the corner. Fall down, as does the rest of my team, so we only have one individual in there. That's important to the end of it, because I am on the corner, I'm on the ground speaking with one of my teammates, because we have a lot of time, we can kill it, talking, hey, he goes, come here, and when I wrestle, I don't wear my glasses. He says, did you see that? I say, no, obviously. And I say, what are you talking about? And he says, did you see that? And I say, what? He says, look at Bobby. And I say, what are you talking about? He says, look at Bobby. And I look at Bobby, and I can't see anything, and he says, man, I think that Bobby shit himself. Now, you'll remember that Bobby's team is the team that's wearing the light clothing. So on the back of Bobby's tights, he was wearing a wonderful white singlet, is a gigantic streak of defecate. And Lord, it is obvious to everyone. At some point, I go back and think about the match, and I do realize that at one point I saw the rest of his team going. So they saw it before I did. Our match ends successfully. We get the end result that we wanted to. No one's dead. So we all go into the back. Storyline, the story we were trying to tell, goes well. Bobby shoots right past all of us, flies straight into the back to never be seen again for the rest of the night. I never talked to him about it. One thing that you'll note, one thing that you should learn from this experience, is that Twitter, when it involves wrestling, is very communicative. we all talk. Everybody sees everything that happens. It's something that I've gotten used to. I fall down during a match. Someone tweets me, hey, I saw you fall down, idiot, and it hurts. But we all talk. Nobody talks about Bobby. No, for real, nobody, not a single thing is said about Bobby possibly shitting himself for legitimately maybe 2-3 weeks. And I expect it. I'm like, man, the thing that they're going to do, they're going to destroy him. They're going to destroy, they're going to call him shit pants. They're going to call him poop pants Bobby. They're going to call him doo-doo Bob. But they don't. I actually figure after a couple of weeks that Bobby probably didn't even notice it. Or he did, and nobody else did in the audience. It was just us because we're workers and we're paying attention to everything else that's going on except for the wrestling match. Until one day I work with him on another show, and we're tagging this time. He and I, we're both being heels, we're both being bad guys, so we get to work together. And I'm nervous, man, because this is my first time ever at this particular promotion, this particular show. And I'm like, man, Bob, I cannot get out of my head for this one, man. I'm really, really nervous. And he says, hey, man, this show can't go worse than the time that I shit myself. Our music hits and we go straight out. The thing that's the most amazing, like I said, is we're in the protection business. I protect you when we wrestle. I protect the audience when we wrestle. And obviously, sometimes, the audience protects us. Thank you.